In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, that was the problem, Courtney, with the whale that was exploded in the 1970s. It was not in the ocean. It was sitting on the warm beach for days. 8 tons worth of whale. And for those that are asking, there is a documentary about that incident, which came up during the news because they have made it an official. Exploding Whale Day is now an official holiday in Oregon. And the documentary is called The Exploding Whale Incident, in which they decided that the best way to deal with an 8-ton whale carcass was to blow it. To attempt to blow it to smithereens.
Well, because don't they blow up on their own if you don't get rid of it?
I think they do because the gases build up inside or whatever.
Correct.
And so, but they should have just, I don't know what else you would have done.
Is that how you want to go, Craig?
Maybe tow it out and just dump it in the ocean or something like that.
It becomes an issue because of the size of the truck that you need to drive on sand.
On the sand.
Yes.
Couldn't you lift it up with like a bunch of like properly timed excavators or something like that? And then,
well, I think maybe
couldn't you just cut it up? Like,
and people could take it home and eat it?
If it's an issue of it blowing up on its own because of gas buildup, then wouldn't you just be able to puncture a hole and make it, you know, chop it up in pieces?
Well, Greg, you remember a time when you used whale blubber to light the candles on the street.
That is true. The lanterns, actually.
The lanterns, yes.
Take you a long time with a bunch of chainsaws. You're better off, like they said in the documentary, blowing it up, and then it's like, you know, an all-you-can-eat whale blubber buffet for all the critters, the seagulls, and everything else that's on this.
Curtis, you might remember this, but early in my radio career, there was a somewhat famous fan club for a midday radio show. It was ladies only, and I think they called it Dale's Whales.
Dale here.
If I remember. Was that? Am I correct about that?
You sure are. That's a great memory.
Okay.
I didn't think would remember that today.
Yeah, it was quite some time.
Very,
ago.
And yeah. Apropos.
I remember ladies only. Yeah.
I don't know why they called them that.
It's a big hit.
Everybody always asks me what my issue with Dale is, and I say, how much time do you have? But the real issue, just if we're going to be honest, it was in 2008. He and Michael Hawley were discussing Election Day. It was the day that everyone voted Obama the first time. And Dale said that his polling station was down because his guy was going to lose. Then 5 years later, he told everybody he voted Obama in 2008. So if you can't even be direct about that, I don't know what else to tell
you. Didn't he also buy muffins and not give you one?
Well, that was part of it. Anyway, yeah. Can we talk about people that don't like me too?
Yes.
Ben Volen has a good story in the Globe about Gerard Mayo. And very interestingly, he cites where people say things, except if it's on this show, it's just WEEI, which I respect. It's not my fault, Ben. You made up the source. But
maybe the amuse-bouche.
He discusses the Mayo correction with us immediately regarding the wind comment and the attempt to say that there were constantly getting, there was a long preparation and buildup in anticipation of a touchdown regarding the desire to or not to go for two at the conclusion of the regular season of the regulation on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Ben makes a lot of good points where.
What is his intention here? To say that Mayo is making too many mistakes?
The thesis of this is that the mistakes and problems are piling up, not decreasing, for Jerod Mayo.
Hmm, okay.
In that the quarterback after the game let it slip that he was throwing into the wind. Then the next day on WEEI with our afternoon show, Drake May said that I was wrong to say that. Yeah. So the quarterback's cleaning up for the coach, and the coach not deciding to go for two, Ben surmises, could be that he was just trying to play it safe. He didn't want to go for two and be the story if they lost, but that the way he answered the questions immediately following the game led many to believe, including Ben and myself, that he maybe wasn't as prepared as he would have liked to be in that spot for the opportunity to win it in regulation.
Well, a rookie head coach in the NFL is going to make mistakes, right? So I guess the question is, how many of those are you okay with?
I think you're okay with as many as they have, especially
well,
in the first year.
Yeah, you are,
As long as it doesn't affect Drake. Like, as long as his mistakes don't impact Drake's success or ability to improve, like, you know, they're both learning.
Right, and I think, like, and when I think of mistakes, I just think of, like, the decision-making stuff. Like, you know, so Drake's, you know, got to develop and all those things are part of what Drake needs to do. Like, the biggest mistake that I think Jerod Mayo made was not playing Drake May from day one. Like, that, to me, is the biggest miss. And granted, it took him whatever it was, 6 weeks. But that's the thing that I look at and I go, that's my biggest criticism of you. Are you going to have some in-game issues? Yes. Are you going to make some mistakes as a rookie head coach? Yes. Is there going to be a learning process? Yes. Like, all those things, I'm cool with, especially when my expectations for your team weren't very high from day one. So what am I, you know, I want to see, are you making those same mistakes as a head coach in year two?
And I agree with almost everything Wiggy's been saying about Mayo, that you can't fire him. They won't. Robert Kraft has said all these things. He's dug himself a hole that if he tries to fire him, he'll really embarrass himself. I grant you all those points. But if this continues, and Drake May is having to also carry the head coach as well as an awful roster, and Ben Johnson or your brilliant offensive mind du jour is available, but only as a head coach, I think you're going to have to think long and hard about that. My dad was showing me these emails they've been sending to season ticket holders, inviting them to on-field opportunities. They sense the passion of the fan base is dwindling.
Yeah.
And if the season ends as poorly as it stands right now, I don't know. I don't think it's a 0% chance as I did at the beginning of the year.
But it's less than 3%.
But when it comes to learning on the job, I mean, this particular job needs to be one where you're picking up on it pretty quick, especially when you have, as Courtney mentioned, an excellent quarterback and somebody who is I think everybody believes it has the potential to be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to keep making mistakes.
Well, I would ask this question.
Can you argue that you're making mistakes that you shouldn't be making because you had the opportunity to learn under Bill Belichick and not make a mistake as simple as one might call it when it comes to picking the direction that you want to go on the field with during a win situation.
But see
argue that are the issues that have occurred off the field and with guys speaking out in opposition to what might be the team's direction, are those mistakes that he's making because he chose to? Has said over and over again, I want these guys to say whatever they want to say, social media-wise and everywhere else. Is that a mistake?
I'm not subscribing to this whole stupid win thing because no one had this as an issue
in game
Monday or you know, Sunday after the game. Like, they weren't even talking about it on the broadcast.
Right.
The whole win thing, nobody knew about until like a day or two ago. I would say
he talked about it with us Monday morning.
Who?
Mayo did. He's quoted in the story from our interview talking about the win thing at the end of the game.
Did we ask the question about that? Somebody asked a question?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Wiggy. It's May, not Mayo, that I just read this quote with. I'm sorry. It was the afternoon.
May mentioned it during the afternoon
right,
show.
Right, so that's where it was an issue there.
An issue.
Right, but I mean, didn't, like, say, like, it wasn't something that we came...
Was he using that as an excuse? I guess that would be your argument, is that he brought it up as an excuse, and it wasn't a factor.
Like, every question that we had with Mayo on Monday, that where we might have been questioning him as a coach was the 2-point conversion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody thought about the whole win thing. I agree with you, Greg. Maybe some of the way he's done things as far as the open book policy of guys being able to give their opinion created some of the issues that he might want to do differently next year.
Well, because Greg bringing up the fact that he was under Bill Belichick, so should he not have such a long leash when it comes to making mistakes as a rookie head coach? I think he didn't like the way Bill ran things, so he wants to go so far the opposite that that's where the mistakes are coming from. And I think now, this far into the season, he's realizing, wait, maybe Bill had a point to making these decisions or keeping the locker room as tight as he did because it was less of a headache for everybody else. I just think that he swung too far the opposite mm-hmm. than what Bill did or how he handled the team.
Here's a text from New Hampshire, mm-hmm. which says, had this discussion yesterday. In what other business would you hire a CEO with no experience? Why is it acceptable in the NFL?
I cannot... You mean, why do they do that? Because guess what? Every head coach, not every head coach, but the majority of the guys that get hired are not having head coach experience before.
But they normally have coordinator
experience. What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not arguing or against.
I'm arguing.
You're arguing with the Texans.
Yeah, I think it's stupid when they bring that up. Mike McDaniels wasn't even a coordinator in San Francisco. Dan Campbell wasn't a coordinator in Miami. So he had no head coaching experience. Guys, that's the reason.
Sean McVay has been to 2 Super Bowls, never had a head coach.
Right.
His only experience was coaching Wiggy in the UFL.
Oh, and he was in Washington,
right?
Right. So the reason why it says new head coach is because you never been a head coach, so you don't have that experience. Andy Reid didn't have it his first go around. I think the biggest...
But how do they do this, Wiggy? And I agree. How do they go forward with Drake May? Do
uh-huh.
you think they just bring back Van Pelt? Or is there a new coordinator this offseason?
Uh-huh.
Because I think it is not possible. I think it is likely that if they keep Mayo another year, that Drake May will have had 3 coordinators in his first 3 years in the NFL, which is very hard to overcome.
Right. But that's why I don't think they're going to move on from Gerard Mayo. I think the biggest, and I was going to ask the room this question.
But so Van Pelt's going to be back?
No, I think maybe they make the decision to go in a new direction, potentially with new offense coordinator. I would ask.
And so if Mayo loses his job next year, that's 3 coordinators in 3 years.
Yeah, but assumedly, hopefully, if you bring in a better offensive coordinator, your offense would be better. Therefore, you'd win more games. Therefore, he wouldn't get fired.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's kind of the thought process. There.
Right. And
are you going to get a really, really good, legit coordinator who wants to work under Gerard Mayo 1 year in based on what they've seen?
I mean, who wouldn't want to work with Drake May?
Right.
That's more the question.
Belichick.
Like, yeah, sure. But
he's got that hitch.
Oh, yeah, I think that's long gone. But, like, I just look at a guy, like, if you're talking in the NFL right now, a guy that might get fired, that might become available, that would be a perfect fit is a guy like Brian Daboll. Or, as I said yesterday, the one guy who just feels like would be the perfect fix to all this would be Josh McDaniels. He'd never going to leave because he'd never get a head coaching job again. We know he knows how to call an offense, and Gerard Mayo would still be the guy in charge.
Who do you think McDaniels sides with if he has opportunities on Belichick's staff and Gerard Mayo's staff?
Yeah, if Belichick is a coach, sure, probably Belichick. But Belichick would have to be a coach for that to be possible.
And I think that's the likelihood.
How much does Drake have a say in this? If he's the future and you're talking about getting him a new offensive coordinator, does he have a say? Do they have a conversation with him?
Zero.
Because I kind of think he should.
He has zero say. And then again, how do you know who, like Ben Johnson? Right, everybody likes Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
few years ago, he was basically, you know, an offensive quality control guy. So you don't know, like, who, because you can't say, oh, I want Ben Johnson, because you're not getting a good offensive coordinator. When I say getting a good established offensive coordinator now, because those guys generally go as head coaches. So you're going to have to potentially get a guy that you think can be that guy. Like a Nick Caley, for example. And I only bring that name up because when he was here, we were like, oh, he's a young, he could be innovated. And then you put him in that role, and then you see what he turns into.
978 texter says that Courtney nailed it. He's trying too hard to be the anti-Bill, and he's ignoring any of the good things that he learned under Bill.
Knew that he was going to change the way he...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Police the locker room or had
did
his
not,
play.
Or did not police the
yeah,
locker room.
Yeah, that we knew was going to be different. As far as the Bill on-field stuff, how is he different than Bill? Like, give me examples. I'm asking this question.
Well, I think some would say that you would from time to time see Bill get literally down on his knees.
Okay.
Coach the defense up.
With the like, iPads.
Ramondre Stevenson wouldn't have just been benched for two minutes after a bad game.
Bill would have chosen the right direction when it came to overtime.
Gerard Mayo uses a punt returner on every punt.
Those are the things I see, but that's like more of the disciplinary things.
But it's on the field. It made it. And I'm not saying that Gerard Mayo made the wrong decision because Ramondre in that game came in and had an awesome one. So right.
And Gerard Mayo wears Robert Kraft's pin.
I would say like Matt from Lunenburg in the Twitch chat says he's so anti-Bill that he does not do any in-game coaching of the players whatsoever.
Interesting move, Cotton.
See how it works out for him.
That's the anti-Bill.
Well, that's, Greg, that I think is...
I do not speak to anybody on the sidelines at any time, coaching staff or players.
Mayo is dating Martha Stewart.
That's the biggest...
Ooh, new Martha doc out? Very good.
Oh, it is excellent.
It's very good.
Martha Stewart documentary. Yeah. Fantastic.
Can we do a podcast on the Netflix things you guys don't like?
She
was wrong.
Yeah, she was robbed. And
she was robbed?
Robbed and wronged.
Wronged.
Everybody in Echelon looks up to Martha Stewart. That's their person they need to defend.
I mean, for her jail time?
Yes, she did. I mean, it made her a better person going to jail, clearly.
Well, see, she didn't do the inside trader thing?
I don't think so. I don't feel like she did.
Why?
I mean, it was a random stock tip.
Yeah.
She didn't even know what the stock tip was.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not what she went to jail for anyway.
No.
What she went to jail for?
She didn't go for insider trading. They ended up charging her with essentially obstruction of justice.
Okay. Yeah.
Insurrection.
But everybody always thinks that she went to... I thought she went to jail for insider trading.
No. Mm-hmm.
So she went for obstruction of justice?
Mm-hmm. Learned that in the documentary,
all right.
Curtis.
Well, thank you.
I saw that pop up. I'm like, no, thank you.
I'll hold you in contempt.
I have no empathy for Martha Stewart.
I'll put that on my make sure I watch the Martha Stewart documentary list.
Yes.
But I think you're right. The one
thing very close friends with Snoop.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, they had a show together.
You get to find out how that relationship developed.
All right.
She was upset with the music choices of the documentary. She wanted more rap.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She, because you know she's for them streets now. I don't know if you've seen that.
She's for them streets.
Oh, yeah, she's out there wilding out. You're right on the in-game stuff. That
also, her husband, he was smashing everything that walked while they were married.
I thought she was smashing.
Well, she had one little quick dalliance thing, but in general, he was a cad.
All right, they both were.
You are really into clearing the name of Martha Stewart.
You got to watch it.
Weird hill that I thought Greg would never die on.
You know, we got screwed, the Madoffs.
Because didn't she just come out and say, I had an affair on my husband for like 20 years?
Yeah, she said it was just like a random kiss in an airport with it. But it was
for 20 years?
Oh, yeah, like she flies commercial.
I mean, I will say it was weird. Spoiler alert. She was on her honeymoon, and she went by herself to an art museum and was so overwhelmed by the experience of being at the art museum on her honeymoon that she made out with a random dude, like just some random dude that she had met.
Yeah.
At an art museum?
Yes. Yeah.
That's like the least sexual place on the planet.
Some would say quite the opposite.
What?
Not for Martha.
No, Martha loves it.
Ooh, look at Curtis, this Goya.
You've been sold a bill of rights about Martha Stewart, and I'm trying to correct the record.
All right, I guess it's all interesting stuff to learn about Martha Stewart.
Then again, we did hear about a woman who had an orgasm during a ballet.
Yep.
So
correct. Yes, you're right about that.
That person made that same noise around 11 p.m. on Tuesday.
All right, so excuse me. Ben Volen suggesting that the mistakes are piling up when it comes to Gerard Mayo. Is that a fair way to summarize that this morning, Curtis?
Yes. And okay. If the team is continuing to lose games and the coaching staff is not placing Drake May in a position to be successful, obviously Alex Van Pelt would be the first to go, but it's going to be a very interesting offseason should there be very sexy candidates out there, especially if Bill Belichick returns to the NFL.
How much does Robert blame on Gerard? Because that was the question I was gonna ask. Is it more about the personnel that you don't have?
I think they blame the personnel clearly on Bill Belichick. So that gives both Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo a pass from the Robert Kraft perspective.
Right, so then there you go. Maybe some of the coaching decisions don't look great because you don't have the talent.
Yeah. All right.
That draft, by the way, not looking great after Drake May. No. I mean, their first draft looks like absolute dog food.
Yeah.
And the receivers look just like the receivers they drafted before their arrival, which tells me they had a big hand in that as well.
Yeah, I mean, Elliot Wolf missed when it came to prioritizing the offensive line in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, their two free agents are out of the league.
I mean, I think he won the Matthew Judon trade, though.
Definitely. Yes.
He won that.
Based on the nothing that Matthew Judon has provided after departure. So I think he won that.
I would say he's in the plus when it comes to...
He's in the plus?
Because of Drake May. I think that overshadows your second, fourth, or fifth round draft pick.
Everybody, you know, including Shime, is suggesting that this is the guy that you take if he's available at number three, and you take the guy at number three.
I think if they took Drake May at one and they were picking first, and Caleb and
Jaden Daniels
were not playing that well, could say they get points for that.
Yeah. Well, there was a ton of people out there. And maybe they were just fans that were...
A few people were saying Bo Nix.
We're saying Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess because he could have easily traded back, he could have did a Bill thing. So him taking the quarterback, I think, will outweigh if your second, fourth, and fifth round picks are not well.
It's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up in 15 minutes at 9. Before that, though, new feature. Wiggy, not like the rest of us, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.